Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Religious viewpoint has been censored, of all places, in Boston, Massachusetts. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, this is a case that has gone to the Court of Appeals already, in which the court ruled in our favor. We've been before the federal district judge, Denise Casper, twice. And in this particular situation, most recently, for the second time, she denied a request to ultimately display the Christian flag in a public forum for a limited portion of a day to celebrate Constitution Day. And it's an organization called Camp Constitution, led by Hal Shurtleff. And they wanted to request a time to have a Constitution Day celebration and raise the Christian flag temporarily during their celebration. And they should have been allowed to, but that was censored because of its religious connotations. Should have been a slam dunk, Matt, but the judge for the second time denied, so we are back up on appeal for the second time.
Yeah, just a blatant unconstitutional viewpoint discrimination. It's so sad to see this continued, this myth of so-called separation of church and state misused and abused like this in order to trample on people's First Amendment constitutional rights. I'd love to see an army of Christian soldiers show up with hoisting flags on poles, carrying poles at the city hall there. But the point being, yeah, we may not be able to get anything done in time.
You know, and our client, with the proper protocol of applying, was told that this is a public forum, no problem. And then apparently there's this unwritten secret policy when it comes to a religious type flag, because, you know, you've got an LGBT flag that flies, a so-called transgender flag that flies. So here we are in Boston, and we can't fly the Christian flag. We have a problem.
Yeah, the city regularly extends civic and cultural organizations the opportunity to raise their flags on one of the city's flagpoles. They have three flagpoles. One has the United States flag, one has the state flag, and then the other one is what they call a public forum. And that's what it says in their policy. It is a public forum in which they allow individual citizens and civic and cultural organizations to apply to raise their flag to celebrate whatever event they're doing. So they've had the communist flag of Cuba, they've had the flag of China, they've had different kinds of state flags for various kinds of celebrations regarding those nations. But they've also, as Holly, you mentioned, they've allowed the LGBT flag and the transgender flag to be raised by private people to celebrate whatever it is that they were celebrating. So in this case, should have been easy. The city has the public forum. It's their words. They call it in their own words. We're not saying that this is what it is. It is a public forum, but they say it in their policy. And so when our client applied, he wanted to do this during Constitution Day in 2017. He was denied. We ended up having a lawsuit, and then he wanted to do it again in 2018, again denied. And the reason they gave him was they don't allow any religious flags. They only allow what they call non-religious flags to be raised. And because yours is religious, and it's the Christian flag, if you've ever seen the Christian flag, the only thing you know about it being Christian is it has a cross on it. That's it. It doesn't say it's a Christian flag. It just has a cross on it. And they said you can't do that for two reasons. One, it's religious. And two, if we were to do it, it would be an establishment of religion.
Nonsense.
Yeah, the problem with that, Matt, of course, as you know, the Supreme Court has said in a public forum where private speech is allowed on public property, you can have religious speech, and it is not the speech of the government. It's private speech.
Well, what about free speech and not treating one organization differently from the other?
Yeah. I mean, they should treat them the same.
Exactly.
The city's allowed a wide range of messages by private individuals and groups, but they denied this flag containing a Latin cross that Camp Constitution requested to raise during the event celebrating the Constitution solely because they said it's religious. Now, the Camp Constitution wanted to do this during Constitution Week. It's an annual event that's celebrated in September around the country.
Right.
It is something coming out of Congress to celebrate the Constitution. And they wanted to be able to celebrate the Constitution. And in their gathering, they were going to talk about the religious viewpoints of the Founding Fathers. And they were very religious. I mean, even the least religious, Jefferson and Franklin, were more religious than some evangelicals are today. And I say
right.
that with tongue in cheek, but they did not exclude God from their public square or their public policies whatsoever.
And that's the foundation of our country. And here we are in Boston, and you can't display the Christian flag?
Yeah, remember Franklin? He's the one
yeah.
when the Constitutional Convention was falling apart, and they couldn't agree. There was as many yays as there were nays, he said.
They were at an impasse. Yeah.
They were at an impasse, and it was literally going to fall apart. The revolution occurred. The debates, they couldn't figure out which form of government they wanted, which model of government around the world and through history they wanted to follow. And there was division. And they ultimately stopped. Franklin stood up and he gave that famous speech that was the turning point in which he said, you know, have we forgotten our most powerful friend or do we think we no longer need his assistance? Mm-hmm. The longer I live, the more convincing I am of this truth that God governs in the affairs of men.
Amen. There's a fear and respect of God, which is something that's lacking apparently
here. And that was
here.
The turning point. Yeah. So those are the kinds of things that yeah. they wanted to talk about on Constitution Day, some of those historic moments. And the Christian flag would have been an appropriate display.
Yeah, isn't it rich with irony that a day to celebrate the Constitution, the First Amendment of the United States Constitution, religious liberty, and the faith of our founding fathers, that the Constitution would be trampled on that day.
In Boston, of all places.
Boston, of all places.
Where the Boston Tea Party occurred. You know, and it wasn't like they were going to leave this flag up there. It was going to be up there while they were doing their event. Mm-hmm. Anybody passing by, knowing that, is, according to the Supreme Court, and I think it's accurate, you are aware of the history of that form, that private flags can go up. You're seeing people out there. Some of them may have signs. Here they are speaking. Here's the flag there. And then when they leave, the flag goes down. How is that an establishment of religion? How is that impermissible? Yet, Judge Casper, for the second time, denied the request. Now, on the first time, when we filed suit for a preliminary injunction, she denied it. And in that ruling, the ruling ultimately said that the burden is on us to show that the city violated the Constitution, when in fact it is completely the opposite. When we show that the speech is infringed, the burden's on the city. So we appealed. The unanimous Court of Appeals ultimately sided with us and sent the case back down. Should have been a slam dunk, but in this case, ultimately ruled against us again, so we're back up on appeal for the second time. So pray for this case. It is the case involving Camp Constitution, the Boston resident, and is Hal Shurtleff, and we represent him and the Camp Constitution. We believe that this is a critical issue for free speech. You can't just simply treat religious speech as an orphan, second class, and that's exactly what this ruling does. You have a right to have open opportunity, whether it's to raise the flag in a public forum open to private speech on public property, or whether it's to use a band shell, there's no different. If you're going to have a band shell in a public park, individuals can use that band shell for private meetings. You can't exclude somebody who's Christian from using that or having a live nativity scene to do that. Or if a church wants to rent a facility that is operated by the government, or you want to have a meeting in a library in their common room where they allow individuals to have other meetings on secular topics, you can't exclude people who want to have a religious viewpoint. If you know of issues in your community or around the country where religious viewpoints are censored, like in this case, give us a call at Liberty Council, 407-875-1776. That's 407-875-1776. Or go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org. There at the website, you can also communicate with us through your legal questions. We'll respond to you right away. go to lc.org. You have resources pages, and also you can sign up for our emails right there on the front page. Go to lc.org, and of course, you can continue to support us in prayer and financial support. Click on the donate page to see how you can become involved.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.